Morocco has stunned Spain to reach the World Cup quarter-finals for the first time. The match finished goalless after extra time, and Morocco won on a penalty shootout. Achraf Hakim took the winning spot kick, and Morocco's goalkeeper Bono kept out three Spain penalties. Alexi O'Brien has been watching the game with supporters in the port area.
It really has been absolutely electrifying here in Doha this evening. I actually watched the match down at Doha's Old Port with a bunch of fans from across the region. I spoke to people from Iran, from Mauritania, from Egypt, from Jordan. Everybody was down there to support Morocco because, of course, this is the first World Cup in the Middle East. And with Morocco being the last Arab team, everybody across the region really feeling like the Moroccans were playing for them.
While fans at home in the capital Rabat are out celebrating the historic win in their masses, along with Moroccans and Moroccan supporters in cities around the world. Ukraine has been accused of another drone attack on a Russian airfield. Tuesday's strike in the border region of Kursk caused a fire in an oil storage tank. Russia's defense ministry accused Ukraine of two attacks on Monday in which Moscow says three servicemen were killed and warplanes damaged. Kyiv has yet to comment on the strikes. Al Jazeera has taken the killing of its correspondent Shireen Abu Akleh to the International Criminal Court. Members of the Palestinian-American journalist's family were with the team at The Hague. It comes after a six-month investigation by the television network's legal team. Shireen Abu Akleh was shot and killed by Israeli forces in May while reporting from the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Indonesians have protested outside parliament against a new criminal code that bans sex outside of marriage. Critics describe the code as a setback for democracy. It applies to both citizens and foreigners and also bans unmarried couples from living together. The last election of the US midterms is underway with a runoff in Georgia. Incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is up against Republican challenger Herschel Walker, a retired football star who's endorsed by former President Donald Trump. He's been accused of domestic abuse, and there are reports that the anti-abortion candidate paid for several former girlfriends to have terminations. He denies the allegations.